future gem here. You're going to hear my cat Whipper making an enormous amount of noise during this. I apologize. I didn't realize it was going to show up quite so much on the recording. I promise he is not being tortured. He just wants to get into our bedroom and we weren't going to let him in. So he just cries like a big fat baby. Okay, on with the show.
So today is the anniversary of your surgery, the 9 week?
It's 9 weeks today.
9 week anniversary of your surgery. And we were talking about how just like really out of it you were.
I was so out of it.
After your surgery, most of which I cut out of the podcast because you said, don't make me look stupid or something. And I was like, you were under medication, but whatever. And now we're reading back the text message that you sent your
friend. Jeff.
And please read it.
Okay. It says,
sorry about our cat.
Hey, a dead name. Just wanted to check in and see how you were doing. And I said, Jeff, hi. I'm doing so well today. Hope you're doing well, too. Jeff says, I'm fine, but I didn't have major surgery. I'm glad to hear you're doing well, dead name. Do you come back here or are you done with this town? No, I haven't sold my house yet. I'll probably be fine. OISSRYY. Try was UARE last. So I'll probably be fine. List three. Try was WARE last.
No.
Jeff says, didn't understand that last sentence. I said, what even was the last sentence? Do two tend to lose the bouncing ball while ARI? Japanese letter eh. And I said, geez, it's Japanese now. I said, yeah, I got my body spectacularly invaded after goose stepping at a small reassurance.
At least those were words.
I know. And in the middle of that text is a little sleeping person. And I think what I was trying to say is I tended to fall asleep after writing a few words. And then I would pick it up and I wouldn't know where I was. Okay, I'm lost, he says. You're either messing with me or a phone has been jacked. I said, I just tends to fall asleep in the middle of my sentences. He says, it's smoking crack. I said, I got no sleep last night, and what they put in the drip is really working. Plus, of course, the well-known, all my children while I'm preparing for both of them.
What?
I'll try again tomorrow.
The well-known all my children.
I don't know what that means.
No one does.
So he says, get some rest. Thanks. And I said, thanks, Jeff. Sleep well.
It's like part of the time you were totally fine, and then part of
I would wake up, and the first half of the sentence was like there, and then I would fall asleep while I was texting.
Yep, I can confirm that is how you were speaking also.
And then I would kind of start to wake up again, but I wouldn't like totally wake up, and I would be under the influence of the whatever was in the drip, except there wasn't anything in the drip.
No, you were just coming out of whatever
it was
they,
just right.
Anesthesia
it was, it was
you.
Whatever it was. Oh, yeah. But that was 7 o'clock at night, so I was still in there.
Yeah, you were when you texted me. I wish I could access it now. But when you texted me something about getting to have liquids the next day, and then some gibberish, and then good night.
You know.
It was cute.
And it's too bad because we weren't. You know, you were there with me.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it was Tuesday, and you were there in the morning before surgery, but we really didn't get much chance to communicate after that.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, you kind of had to go.
Yeah. Mostly, I was just going to fetch you ice chips.
I don't know what I would have done without those ice chips. My throat just hurt so much. And I'm not encouraging anybody to go back and listen to those podcasts, but... Oh, gosh, I sounded like I had gravel in my throat, which is what it felt like.
Huh. Well, it was worth it. Your parts look so good.
They really are, except for the scars, which will go away. They look like cis parts.
They do.
Dr. Christine McGinn, ladies and gentlemen.
And thembies.
And thembies.
Thebies and gentlethems.
And we're moving Monday.
Moving Monday, that's T minus
It's 6 more days.
6 days. We got to get shit done. But I have to work all day today, so got to get shit done.
I'll be getting stuff done. The thing is, we Marie Kondo'd this place.
Yeah, over the summer.
In the summer. And if we hadn't done that, this would be a nightmare.
Yeah, we're really almost done.
You say that.
What's left? The kitchen?
The bathrooms.
The bathrooms. That's it. All the other rooms are empty.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's all we had to say. We were just reminiscing and having fun.
Yeah, my friend Jeff really had a good time with those texts. He said he's keeping them. Okay, everybody.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.